And it's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Hey, this is DJ Frederick, your man of action on the airwaves. Come on into the radio thrift shop. We're listening to records and tapes and a few CDs from the late 19th century to the present. Radio Thrift Shop is free-form radio without format or expectations. It's DIY radio for a digital world. All right, let's hear some new vinyl of old recordings by Ennio Morricone. Thank you.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. My ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
All right, The Circle with Red Rubber Ball. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we're curious about life and music. It's do-it-yourself radio time shifting through the past century of recorded music and sound. And I have some information for you. Yes, steel guitar players have been added to the endangered species list. The Environmental Protection Agency has just given an increasingly rare form of American music known as the steel guitar player the ominous distinction of being an endangered species. The EPA defines an endangered species as one facing a very high risk of extinction. The ruling comes as the number of steel guitar players continues to decline to alarmingly low levels. Steel guitar players are facing a real challenge to their native environment, says EPA spokeswoman Melinda Frankenfurter. From the Deep South and the greater Southeast region to Texas to parts of California, steel guitar players are seeing an intrusion of invasive species encroaching on their native territory, stealing their food sources. Mrs. Frankenfurter says that the primary threat to steel guitar players for years has been an invasive species known as the pop artist, pushing steel guitar players out of their native environment. But now a new invasive species is dramatically accelerating the steel guitar players' decline in numbers. They're called country rap performers, Frankenfurter explains, and their threat to steel guitar players is even greater than that of pop artists. Mrs. Frankenfurter says that the EPA is asking for the public's help in stemming the decline of the endangered species. If you see a steel guitar player that looks injured, scared, or hungry, don't approach it. Call the nearest honky-tonk and ask them for their help. But the news isn't all that bad. Apparently, steel guitar players have found an unlikely friend in their fight for survival, the North American hipster. North American hipsters have been adopting steel guitar players in places like Echo Park in L.A., in East Nashville, and East Austin, explains Melinda Frankenfurter. Though the ultimate survival of steel guitar players depends on them thriving in their native environments, the amount of them living in captivity could help curb their decline in numbers. All right. And steel guitar playing? There was none better than Pete Drake.
Mm-hmm. translating names of lost families. Somebody sleeping that you should not wake. Drifting whispers over damp clay. And the world stops spinning when you stop spinning.
Some music by the Great Lake Swimmers, The Great Exhale. Before that, Sky Cries Mary with The Walk of Nothingness. Prior to that, Stoa with I Wish You Could Smile, cover version of a tune by Black Tape for a Blue Girl. And we started that set off with more Great Lake Swimmers and a tune called Palmistry. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. The dustier, the vinyl, the better. We're celebrating old reel-to-reels, 8-tracks, 78s, cassettes, all forms of phonographic records, and even endangered and homemade CDs. I play music in all genres in the spirit of free and freeform radio. Well, an interesting incident happened yesterday. I received a record that I had ordered back about 3 months ago, and had been kind of harassing the record company, like, what happened to it? They insisted that it was mailed, and I insisted that I had never received it. But yesterday, indeed, it showed up. And there was a sticker on the Postal Service envelope that said that the record had been through a cooking oil incident, a cooking oil spill. And it had been damaged in transit between where it was mailed and my home. And it took 3 months to get there. And I'm wondering, how exactly does a cooking oil spill happen at the post office? So I'm going to be thinking about that. And it's just really a mystery. But this is a 7-inch vinyl single called Music for How Mata Hari Lost Her Head and Found Her Body. And it's a soundtrack to a film by Amy Rule. The music is by Julian Lynch. We're going to hear Natalie Barney's Saloon. Thank you.
those sores outside and fly. Now you're here, I see your face and touch your hand, and I pray you'll never leave again. All I can say is I love you.
In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass." Grandma's hands.
Grandma's hands soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, "Baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands." Grandma's hands. To hand me a piece of candy.
Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell.
Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in handy. She'd say, "Matty, don't you whip that boy.
What do you want to spank him for?
He didn't drop no apple core."
But I don't have Grandma anymore, and if I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for Grandma's hands.
I look for Grandma.
Something new by Willie Nelson and Mavis Staples, cover of Bill Withers' tunes, Grandma's Hands. Before that, from a privately pressed album back in 1974, Mike Feams with I Would Dream. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. One of the features I like to do on the show is What's in the Box? Now, usually I grab a box set of records out of my archives, and this one I literally just bought a couple of days ago. And I've heard this music before, but I wanted to play some of it on the show today. The box is Cowboy Classics by the Sons of the Pioneers. It was released on RCA Victor. It is a three-record set, three 45s. It's got some great tunes on it, like Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Of course, the sons of the pioneers were Bob Nolan, Tim Spencer, Ewan Carl Farr, Lloyd Perryman, and Pat Brady. There are numerous versions of this little box set that are actually out, and the one I got really cheap, literally it has no record sleeves in it, nothing, just the vinyl just kind of bumping up against each other. Got this for a couple of bucks at a thrift shop. And I know there are other versions that have, like, you know, gorgeous green vinyl and things like that. But anyways, let's hear the Sons of the Pioneers with a tune called Chant of the Wanderer.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills.
Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust calls of the whispering hills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
Let me live on the range where the tumbleweeds grow. Let the silver sand change where the prairie winds blow.
Let the wanderers sing where the wanderers go. Let the melody ring, for he's happy, I know. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
Follow the trail where the buffalo roam. Let a silver cloud sail where the setting sun shone.
Let the lobo wolf wail in a broken heart tone. Let it storm, let it gale, still the prairie's my home. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
Absolutely gorgeous. The Sons of the Pioneers with the Chant of the Wanderer from their 45 box set, Cowboy Classics, released on RCA Victor Records. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we walk on the esoteric side of music from 1900 to the present. I have another feature that I do occasionally on the show. It's called Trio Sonata. Three interpretations of one song. And I've got 16 interpretations of this song. I'm not going to play them all at once, but I may play them over the course of the next few months. So I hope you enjoy it. Bobby Hebb has the number 25 tune of the top 100 songs of the 20th century. It's called Sunny. I'm sure you've heard it. It was recorded back in 1966, and it resulted in Bobby Hebb touring with the Beatles in 1966. We're going to hear three versions of Sunny, starting with Art Van Dam.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the chief hope of our enemies is to divide the United States along racial and religious lines and thereby conquer us. Let's not spread prejudice. A divided America is a weak America. Through our behavior, we encourage the respect of our children and make them better neighbors to all races and religions. Remind them that being good neighbors has helped make our country great and kept her free. Thank you.
And thank you, Jack. That wasn't Cherokee Jack, though. Indeed, you've come to the end of another edition of Radio Thrift Shop. Broadcast 141, to be precise. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we listen to records and tapes and a few CDs from the 1900s to the present. A free-form expletive. Anyways, thank you for listening. Remember, support college and community radio wherever you are. Independent radio makes all the difference in the world. And remember, that Facebook post is not going to change the world. Go out there and do something. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.